Tony DeBone. I am your current county commissioner. My three high priority items: jobs and economic vitality. We've come from timber and natural resources through tourism. Also, cost-effective and appropriate government services, and then protecting our rural Oregon lifestyle. We all move here because we love it, but as more people move here, we do have some issues and conflicts that we need to work out.
We have a growing population, so one of our main items is land use. We are the quasi-judicial land use authority in Deschutes County. There are requests from people wanting to have a rezone or work outside of the code as defined. That's going to be a future issue. Just conflict with more citizens, more diversification in how our land is utilized.
Unlike the Democratic opponent who you or Mr. Esterman will meet in November, both of you are really from the rural part of Deschutes County rather than from the main population centers. How does that affect your views and your interests?
Well, I do live on a rural property halfway between Sun River and Lapine, so southern part of Deschutes County. I have lived in a few different places in my life, so I've seen urban and rural. I do work in downtown Bend, but I get to kind of see the whole county. You know, I'm in Redmond, Sisters, and Lapine almost weekly also.
Deschutes County Commissioner Tony DeBone. I spoke as well to his opponent for the GOP nomination for Commission Position 1. Here's Richard Esterman.
I'm running for commissioner because I have this big idea that I can bring faith back to government, because we've kind of lost it. And especially in Deschutes County, looking at the polls, you see that less than 35% of the people actually vote, and there's up to 26,000 that could register that just don't register. I just decided, you know, I've been on my couch complaining. It's time to get off it and do something about it.
Are there things that you feel that you can offer the county that Mr. DeBone isn't?
You know, he's been in there, and the issues that he ran on last time are still there. The water table issue in Lapine, land use rights here for farmers. I think we need somebody in there that can get the ball rolling and get things done in a timely manner.
Now, you made some decision with regard to fundraising. Could you tell us about that?
I decided during the primary campaign, I am not going after any contributions, and I'm not going out of my way to seek endorsements. I believe that we need a leader, not a fundraiser.
Do you have any kind of political background?
In 2010, I ran for governor, and a lot of people laughed at me, and they said, hey, Richard, you're out left field. And I go, well, you know what? I'm on the field. I purposely picked the hardest way to run, non-affiliated. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, you can buy your way onto the ballot, but if you're anything else, you cannot. You go out and get signatures. So I did that, and believe me, I learned a lot.
Give me your best political pitch.
It's people first, party and government second. And it's time that people got a little more involved in government. And I want to remind everybody to vote by Tuesday, the 20th. There's a lot of people out there that don't vote, especially in Deschutes County. And I'm asking you to help me so we can make a difference.
Richard Esterman, GOP candidate for Deschutes Commission Position 1. We heard as well from the incumbent, Tony DeBone. The winner for the Republican nomination will face the sole Democratic candidate, Jody Barham, in November. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.